Today we have the passage from St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 18, and it could be called the chapter on prayer, because right before the Lord teaches us and gives us the parable about the Pharisee and the tax collector praying, he has a whole discourse on persevering in prayer, not giving up on prayer. And now he gives us an example of praying with humility, praying with sincerity, and praying in a pure way. So take a look at this amazing teaching from today's gospel. It says the Lord addressed this parable to those who were convinced of their own righteousness and those people who despised everyone else. So he is directing this to the scribes and the Pharisees, probably to the Sanhedrin, the 71 elders in the temple, the high priest, the chief priest, who did consider themselves righteous because they were following all the 613 laws that had been created, most of them by man, and despising everyone else. And so the Lord paints this beautiful picture of the temple and how people were going up to the temple. And he focuses on two people that went up to the temple to pray. Of course, Jerusalem was a city built on the hill, and the temple was built on the highest part. So people always went up to the temple to pray. And there were two that the Lord focuses on. One was a Pharisee, a religious leader of the day who was following the 613 laws, versus the tax collector, who was considered a terrible sinner, a traitor to the Jewish people, someone despised and hated. And so if the Lord stopped there, you would think, of course, he's going to be praising the Pharisee and condemning the tax collector. But in all the Lord's teachings, he always turns things upside down. He always gives us something that shocks us and something that makes us think. And so he says the Pharisee took up his position, which was a place of honor, a place of prominence, a place where he would be viewed and seen by many people, and says he spoke this prayer to himself. He starts out, "O God, I thank you. So far, so good. But it's all downhill from there." Okay? "O God, I thank you." Beautiful, because we should thank God when we pray. But then let's go on. "O God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of men." Okay? Now it goes downhill. And then he describes all the sins of other people, the greediness, dishonesty, adultery, or even like this tax collector. He even points out this other individual. And then he tells God how good he is. He says, "I fast twice a week. I pay tithes on my whole income." So that was his prayer, telling God how good he was. And notice that he feels he's doing above and beyond what others do. The Jews only had to fast one day a year on the Day of Atonement. He fasted twice a week on Mondays and Thursdays. And others only paid tithes on certain of their income. He says, "I pay tithes on my whole income." Again, telling God how good he was. And notice in just a few sentences, the focus is on himself, not on God. Not on praising God, worshiping God, thanking God, adoring God, asking for forgiveness. There's no indication of any sorrow for sin. He doesn't even ask for forgiveness. He's just telling God how good he is. So he's the example of somebody who believes in his own self-righteousness. And it's even a sin of pride, because he's thanking God that he's not like the rest of humanity, who are all greedy, dishonest, and adulterous. So he's very judgmental about others. He's looking down on others, especially this tax collector in the back of the temple that he happened to be walking up to the temple with. So in a few sentences, he uses the word "I," "me," or "mine" about a half a dozen times in just a few sentences. So we see this is not true prayer. Our prayer is not to tell God how good we are. Our prayer is to adore God, worship him, thank him, praise him, and ask for forgiveness for for our sins and ask for grace and wisdom and knowledge and help that we need. And now the other prayer. But the tax collector stood off at a distance. He is a patron saint of those who like to sit in the back of church. Okay? You know, even though there are many benefits of sitting up front because of lots of reasons, less distractions and things, I do encourage people to sit up front, obviously. I think that's, if you can, that's a good idea for a lot of reasons, to see the beauty of the church and to be close to the altar, to be close to the Holy Sacrifice. But according to Jesus, it's okay to sit in the back as well, because the tax collector was off at a distance. He wouldn't even raise his eyes to heaven, but he continued to beat his breast, which was a sign of sorrow for his sins. And look how pure his prayer is. It's so short, so powerful, so beautiful. O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. In the original language, it says, be merciful to me, the sinner. He's calling himself the worst sinner, the sinner par excellence. O God, be merciful to me, the worst sinner. That prayer was so short. That beautiful aspiration, asking for God's mercy, is perfect. You cannot get any better than that. As Father Groeschel said before he died, he said the words that he wants on his lips on his moment of his death is that this: O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. It is the Jesus prayer. The Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me, a sinner. And it's a prayer we can say throughout the day. And because he was sorry for his sins, Jesus says, this man went home justified, whereas the Pharisee did not. See, the Pharisee did not leave changed. He did not leave holier. In fact, he left more sinful from going to church, because he went there to tell God how good he was and committed the sin of pride in comparing himself to the rest of humanity, looking down upon others, judging others. So notice the Pharisee goes home from the temple worse off. The tax collector goes home justified, forgiven, reconciled to God. The word justification means to be made right with God, to be reconciled to God. So Jesus says, he went home justified, but not the Pharisee. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but if you humble yourself, you'll be exalted. So we see here, true prayer is simple, it's sincere, it's pure, it's humble, it acknowledges the greatness of God and acknowledges our need for God, our sinfulness. And if we acknowledge our sinfulness, then God will forgive us. If we don't acknowledge our sinfulness, we'll be like the Pharisee who was convinced of his own self-righteousness.